What is rock and roll? From where did it originate? How did it turn into what it is today? These are just some of the questions answered in the history of rock and roll. Ever since the earliest exposure of the rock and roll beat in the early 50s, people have attacked and criticized the meaning and value of this form of music. Everyone, that is, but the teenagers and young adults for whom this exciting beat has become a definite part of their lives. The reason for this is that they have been made either happier or sadder because of a certain song that was popular at the time. Because of this, these songs have become classics to all those who can cherish and reminisce about those forgotten days of the past. To pick a definite date in which this new sound found its way to national attention would be too difficult to do. The reason being there were too many different recordings being exposed to various areas of the country in the early 50s for anyone to be able to say what was the first rock and roll record and on what exact date it was played. Because of this, the year 1954 would probably be the best place to begin, for at this time many of the early rock and roll recordings were beginning to achieve national popularity. In the early 50s, the music that was predominantly popular was sung by performers like Nat King Cole, Patti Page, the Ames Brothers, and the McGuire Sisters. Their songs were relaxing and enjoyed by many people because of the soothing way they were sung. However, at this same time, there was a different form of music being enjoyed by some people that originated from the rhythm and blues sounds of the Negro spirituals. True rhythm and blues were songs of emotion and feeling. However, for a more general acceptance by the public, the tempo was changed somewhat and the lyrics were changed to themes of love and romance. Consequently, a new sound was created and being sung by many Negro singing groups. A typical example of this new beat were these two songs that came out in late 1954. These two songs, G by the Crows and Earth Angel by the Penguins, were two of the earliest national hits because of their unique sound. However, the only real buying demand for these new records came from the teenagers, for the adults thought these songs were senseless and unmusical. A typical statement about the music's popularity was that the lyrics were unimportant and that some of the songs could be hits if the lyrics made no sense at all. This was never so evident as in this song that came out in the fall of 1954. This song, Shaboom, sung by the Crew Cuts from Canada, sold a million records because of their novel and different approach in singing these rhythmic lyrics. In just a short time, so many new singing groups started to saturate the market with their unique sounds and catchy group names that they began to command more attention from the rest of the music industry. One popular disc jockey, Alan Freed, thought this new beat was so different that he could feel a definite rocking movement every time he played one of these songs. When he heard this vibrating beat done by a new instrumental group called Bill Haley and His Comets, he came up with the term rock and roll, a name and classification that was soon attached to this new form of music. Because of the influence this new sound had on the teenagers in early 1955, Bill Haley and His Comets became an instant success in this relatively new field. Rock and roll was on its way, but it still needed something to really make an impression on the youngsters of America. It needed some giants in the industry to build this music around. In late 1955, a West Coast recording firm found one of the early giants of the industry in this young singer. Little Richard, as he was called, a young Negro gospel singer, had a way of singing with such deep feeling and emotion that teenagers would react frantically whenever they heard the beat of his wild piano and listened to his shrieking voice. His contribution to rock and roll that year established him as one of the early greats in the field. 1955 also became a good year for many other recording artists to get their breaks and gain national attention as well. By the latter part of 1955 and early 1956, artists like Bill Haley and Little Richard, combined with the efforts of other early greats like Fats Domino, Elvis Presley, and Chuck Berry, started rock and roll snowballing with a constant deluge of hit records one after another. Not only did these artists cause the craze to spread, but group after group, performer after performer, hopped on the musical bandwagon so that by the end of 1956, rock and roll was getting to be one of the biggest profit-making forms of music in the whole country. Why do fools fall in love? Eddie, my love. In the shelby war of night. You're a thousand miles away. To During 1957, rock and roll was becoming the biggest sound on radio and on all the jukeboxes. Many radio stations started changing their formats to a fast-paced production of up-tempo records because of the demand by the teenagers for many of the new songs and artists that were appearing on the musical scene. A big step in the furthering of rock and roll music came when Dick Clark's American Bandstand television show, which originated in Philadelphia, was syndicated from coast to coast for the whole country to see. This had a tremendous effect on the sales of records, for not only could everyone see all of the popular singing artists each day, but they could also learn some of the latest dances at the same time. Here are just some of the artists that were seen for the first time singing these songs on that nationally seen show in 1957.
Little darling, come and go with me tonight, tonight.
In just a short time, rock and roll became something of a way of life for youngsters all over the country. Consequently, the music was able to flourish and spread to the furthest corners of the United States. A contributing factor to this growth was that the steady, pulsating drive of the music itself seemed to trigger off the emotions of the dancers in such a manner that for a few frantic seconds, they would be able to forget themselves and attain a personality that was completely different from their real selves. The lyrics of the recording, surprisingly enough, were unimportant. The beat was the important thing. The years 1958 and 1959 were a couple of big years in the rock and roll era because of some of the great songs that helped to establish this musical dynasty. For example, 1958 had some classics like this to offer. Then there was 1959 with its great collection of hits that will be remembered for many, many years. By the end of 1959, there was a fantastic number of recording artists offering their records to the public. The surprising thing about this, however, was that some of the singing groups could come out with a hit record that would sell a million copies, and then they would vanish from the recording scene, never to be heard from again. It was usually said that if a group that had a hit with their first record would have their follow-up become a hit also, they would remain a success in the field. Too many times, these groups could not do this because of the stiff competition from the other artists. The reason certain performers were able to remain more popular than others was because of financial backing by the record companies for publicity and exposure to the public throughout the country. Because of the saturation into the market of these various new records at a rate of around 200 a week, music directors at radio stations found it quite difficult to predict which ones to play, since out of the 200, only about 5 could be picked as hot prospects for any given week. In order to better understand this idea of how radio stations decided on their picks, one music director was asked to comment on this. In your opinion, what do you consider important in a new record?
Well, I look for a record with a good steady beat that can be easily danced to. For in most cases, if a record can generate a good beat for dancing, it can become very popular with the record-buying public.
By 1960, rock and roll was as strong as ever because of the abundance of good hits that came out that year, including some of these favorites.
Just a little bit longer.
You talk too much.
Love you so.
Although there were many good hits that year, the response for some of the original artists of the rock and roll field started to decline. One of the main reasons for this was that most of the teenagers who started enjoying this music in 1954, when they were in their early teens, were by now in their early 20s and were starting to develop new musical tastes. Actually, they still enjoyed listening to the old sounds, but they began to purchase records in the jazz and more moderate popular music area. Rock and roll was riding a level plane in 1960 until the introduction of this song. The Twist became a popular dance craze with the teenagers almost immediately. However, when the dance became popularized in a nightclub in New York in 1961, the adults began to do the dance as well. It became the vogue for adults to come from all over town and converge on this night spot and dance in the same manner as their children would. This dance craze popularized rock and roll music so much that it started a whole new trend in teenage entertainment. All kinds of new dances began appearing for everyone to try and do. From 1961 to 1963, many different kinds of dances appeared on the scene, but record sales were becoming just average because many of the established groups started vanishing from the industry. Even some of the more prominent vocal artists started disappearing because they were not able to keep up with the varying trends in music. It was quite evident that something new had to be introduced in order for the music to flourish as it had in the past, either a new sound or a new gimmick to captivate a whole new teenage market. This was the new group of teenagers that had developed over the years that were concerned in finding a new sound like their older brothers and sisters had enjoyed. They had to have different singing idols, for the originators of true rock and roll had already grown slightly out of date for them. It was only a matter of time until the industry would go through a complete change in trend. It didn't take long for this to occur, for in 1963, American record companies began to notice the American rock and roll influence in European countries. The influence was so strong that European singers started up their own singing groups and performed many rock and roll songs in their own neighborhood night spots. It was in this atmosphere that the emergence of a new sound was developed by an English group called the Beatles. Ironically, though, this new sound, called the Liverpool Sound, was actually the Beatles' own interpretation of American-type rock and roll. Although the Liverpool Sound was important, there was still another sound that developed in this country that was actually just as important in the furthering of the rock and roll trend. The origin of this other form of rock music was first heard in an early hit such as this. And then she said, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, by introducing this song Shop Around in 1960, not only established this record as a number one hit that year, but it also set the stage for a new and excitingly different approach to American-type rock and roll. In just a short time, other artists like the Four Tops, the Temptations, and the Supremes caused this sound to grow so that by 1964-1965, it became big enough to merit its own classification from the rest of the people in the music industry as the Detroit or Motown sound. The reason that it was able to grow in a market that was already saturated with the British type of rock and roll was that it not only maintained the basic root out of which true rock and roll soul music developed, that being the Negro spirituals, but the music's message and feeling was so universal that it was accepted by all groups, both Negro and white alike. 1964 was a big year in many respects, for it not only changed the trend of rock and roll music, but it gave a tremendous boost to a slowly dying record industry. Rock music basically has changed little since its introduction in the early 50s. However, now, after all these years, it is still around in one form or another. Many thought it would die out in a couple of years, but today's music is living proof that this is not so. Rock and roll will be with us for a long time to come, not only in this country, but others as well. It not only entertained and delighted many youngsters of the 50s, but will continue to do so in their memories and in the youth of their children. If jazz has a claim as being America's contribution to the world of music, then rock and roll surely must be a contribution in music to the youngsters of this or any other country. Good or bad, the sound had one point that could not be denied. It made a mark in the world of music that will never be erased. Oh, these but good.